Israel's use of internationally banned weapons was very clear during the last war in Gaza. A variety of illegal weapons were used by Israel to kill and maim thousands of Palestinians in the blockaded seaside sliver. According to international physicians who were present during the 50-day war, Tel Aviv used dense inert metal explosive, DIME, which had already been used in the 22-day war at the turn of 2009. DIME bombs are typically carried by American-made Hellfire rockets connected to Israeli drones and dropped into heavily populated civilian areas in Gaza. The severe and often lethal injuries of victims who have been in contact with DIME weapons are distinguishable from injuries sustained by other conventional weapons. Israeli forces have also used armor-piercing bombs that caused huge explosions and resulted in a large number of civilian casualties, mostly children and women. Thermobaric weapons, also known as fuel barrels, were used to burn entire residential buildings in the tiny coastal strip.
Most of the weapons that were used to kill hundreds of civilians in Gaza contained depleted uranium. They also used new weapons that even international experts were unable to figure out their types.
According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, millions of kilograms of explosives were indiscriminately dumped on the civilians of Gaza.
When you are talking about 6,000 tons of explosives, it means that 4 kilograms per each person in the Gaza Strip. This is the indiscriminate and excessive use of forces against civilians, which is forbidden and qualified as war crimes and even crime against humanity, according to the international humanitarian law.
Analysts say Israel's impunity will continue to go unpunished as long as it enjoys protection from the United States and other Western powers. Experts say Israeli forces used illegal munitions like flechette shells, internationally banned weapons containing depleted uranium, and other chemical agents against the civilians in Gaza. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.